Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm so excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Angela Anderson. Angela is a literary and editorial services professional and CEO of Angela Anderson Presents. Thank you for joining us today, Angela, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Melissa, and thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to talk with you. I want to just ask right off the bat about the term, and you say AKA literary midwife. Tell us about that and where did that all start?
But Melissa, I laugh because I actually get that question a lot. But when you think about a midwife is an individual that helps, women to birth their babies into the world. So I think about that's something that I do for the literary world. That's something that I do for authors, and I get so excited about it to help them to birth their book babies, whether it is helping them on the editorial side, if it's helping them on the marketing and the PR side, just being able to be that midwife and to be that coach and to be that person that is rooting for them on the sidelines and helping them and engaging them to birth their book babies.
I just love that. I just love that. And I in my mind, I was like, okay, what does that mean? I have to know that right up front. So that's pretty exciting because you're passionate, Angela, and it's clear that you're passionate about authors and marketing and promoting authors. So where does that passion and your love for that begin?
Melissa, I would definitely have to say it's been a long time. I was literally that child in elementary school that I got excited about library day. I mean, like literally whenever we were able to go to the library, I was just super duper excited. I remember even asking for a pass to go to the library, especially on Fridays, and check out all of these books and take them home over the weekend. I was even blessed. The community that I grew up in, we even had a community library. Oh my goodness, I was just so overjoyed about that. So my love for books has been, you know, like I said, way, way, way back. But without me telling my age, it's been way, way back. But even that passion and that love and that joy for Library Day, I've always loved. I even remember when, I don't know if they still do it now, but I know when I was in elementary school, we would have story time and the teachers would read to the class. Sometimes they would have a chapter mm-hmm. book, and so they would either read before recess or read after lunch or what have you. I always loved that as well. So with that, you know, moving fast, fast forwarding or what have you, just always being that book nerd and loving books and love escaping into the world of books. And I was always taught too, like as a reader, that it broadened your vocabulary. And I don't know, but that always intrigued me. Look, the book nerd in me, right? But that always intrigued me, too, that, you know, individuals who read, a lot of times they have a broad vocabulary and stuff like that. So it just started from way back, and just, you know, I've been able to just enjoy that passion and to be fueled by my passion and ended up doing what I love.
Wonderful. You know, I'd love to talk about event planning and the things that I do and motivating and encouraging women. And when I talk about it, it's just like you get excited just by talking about it. I can hear it in your
yes.
voice. I can hear the smile that you had on your face when you were talking about it. And I
yes.
love that. I love to see someone have passion and excited and be able to do that. That's what they get up every day to do. How blessed is
yeah.
that?
Yeah. And Melissa,
I do believe that
you as well. Just just like with book planning, I mean, with event planning or what have you, when it's something that you love and that you enjoy, even though, you know, for both of us, even though it's work, it doesn't feel like work because we enjoy it so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do agree with you. I believe that people who read a lot, they one thing for sure, I don't know if they know more words, but they definitely know more stuff. And they can place themselves in places they never went to, but can talk about it as if they did because they read about it. That's why I always associate with books that you can take yourself to a totally different place just for the moment while they're in your hands. So how amazing is that? So you did start the Literary Cafe. So talk to us about the Literary Cafe and your motivation for starting it and what it's all about.
Oh, my goodness. Melissa, the Literary Cafe is my baby. I think about the joy that I get when I get to attend book events or when I get to meet authors, whether they are new authors or veteran authors or what have you. And so to be able to join that world between authors and readers and create that bond, oh, my goodness, Melissa, I get so excited about doing that. And prior to the pandemic or prior to 2020, I did a lot of events that was actually like in-person Literary Cafe events or Angela Anderson Presents events, right? And so, of course, when the pandemic hit and when things shut down, I promise you the Lord dropped in my spirit and he was like, well, why can't you do it virtually? Why can't you bring this to individuals virtually? And I tell you, Melissa, he began to drop different authors in my spirit, different books in my spirit. I mean, it was like all planned out like a direct download. And I'm sure you understand what I mean by that.
Yes.
Have you. And so and you know the event planner in us. So, you know, I begin to like plan it out and, you know, I begin to, and I treat it, even though the Literary Cafe is virtually or what have you, I literally treated it like it was any other event, you know, and of course I began to plan for it, reach out to the authors and do the marketing and all of this good stuff. And, you know, just fast forward is just an amazing way for these individuals to meet authors, to find new authors. And of course we get to talk about books, all of that good stuff. And I've had individuals to inbox me and they always say, Angela, thank you for introducing me to this author, or thank you for telling me about this book or what have you. And I feel like the mission is definitely being met, which one of the main goals is to bring, you know, authors and readers together so they can join and have that author-reader bond and enjoy it doing what we love, talking about books.
Well, I think that's so exciting and absolutely amazing and such a wonderful thing. I tell anybody, the pandemic opened up doors that I did not see coming because I didn't have that plan. I was so focused on in-person events. But thank God Almighty, he can dream bigger for me than I can dream for myself. And that's what I thought of when you made that statement, is prior to the pandemic, you thought there was one way to do the Literary Cafe, and that was
exactly
in-person.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's so amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
If you're just joining us, go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to add to that, Melissa, that for us in the world of event planning, and that's one of the things that I enjoy about you too, because I, in addition to books, I love event planning as well. And to even think about even a lot of the virtual events that I've attended, like online, and even some of them where you were able to reach, you know, individuals that may be in another country and individuals that may be in another state and all these things. So the world of virtual events has just been amazing, and I am starting to enjoy them as well as, of course, you know, now things are opening back up and we're able to do in-person events as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the great things about virtual events. And I'll have to tell you, prior to the pandemic, you wouldn't have gotten me to do a virtual event. I didn't even look into that space. But once that was something that we had to do, imagine all the people we've reached across the world instead of just in your local community. So I think that is an amazing thing, point that you just
made. It is.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Angela Anderson. Angela is a literary and editorial services pro, and she's CEO of Angela Anderson Presents. Angela, I have to congratulate you on your recent nomination for Literary Promoter of the Year. Yay! So, Angela, how does it feel to have your hard work recognized in that way?
Wow. That's a word that I say is just wow. I guess I can say it this way. You never know who's watching you. You never know whose life that you are affecting. You know, you're doing your thing, you know, or what have you. You're doing something that, you know, like I said, I felt that this is a part of my ministry, or what have you. And but just to be recognized by others, or to know that others appreciate the work that I do, that others that they benefit from the work that I do. It's just such a joy fulfilling, if that makes sense.
I just say wow. I know, right? But that is so wonderful. It's always wonderful to have your hard work recognized by people you know and by those that just been watching from afar, like you said. So congratulations to you on that. Okay,
thank
Angela,
you.
On this show, I always like to talk about ask my guests to share with us some challenges or a challenge that you've had to face in your entrepreneurial journey, but you didn't let it stop you. You were able to overcome it and to keep going. Is there something that you could share with us?
Yeah, I know for me, and I mean, others can probably share this too, especially when, you know, you have others that you split. You split your time. So I have a full-time job, and then I have my business. So, you know, just being able to, being able to split our time, because, you know, we're only one person and there's only 24 hours, you know, in a day, that would be one thing, is the time and learning how to balance everything out. But then, you know, just like a lot of businesses as well, is when the pandemic hit, you know, it was like we all had to sit, settle it, take it all in, but we had to learn how to pivot, if that makes sense, but make sure that
Absolutely.
When we pivot, that our business was still going to benefit from it and that our business was going to thrive in doing it as well. So I guess just being open at that time, you know, we almost didn't have a choice because, you know, no one could go anywhere or what have you, but being able to say, you know what, I can still do this. I can still make this work. I can still do what I love. And have it to be beneficial, you know, to me and beneficial to my business, in addition to beneficial to others, so that my business will continue to grow, if that makes sense. So I think with that over time, with listening to God and listening to the Holy Spirit and being able to pivot when He said pivot, and to be able to maneuver in that space, that now I feel like a benefit of it is that now my business is at another level. But in addition to that, I am now well equipped to not only to do in-person events, but now I'm well equipped to do virtual events. And for me, that's another service that I'm able to offer my clients, is that not only can I plan in-person events, but I can also plan virtual events. Same thing with marketing, you know, for authors and having those that, you know, that I work with and things of that nature, to be able to do that in a well-diverse environment, in-person or virtually. Did that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, that makes sense, you know, because you have to be willing to pivot. You have to be willing to accept things as they are, and then you have to plan out things, and that's what I heard from you. I did want to talk to you about some of the other things that you do, because you are busy. You have the Literary Cafe, you have the Literary Tea, and then you're also a contributor with the Heat Seekers magazine. Tell us about the Heat Seekers magazine and what you do there.
Oh my goodness! I am actually a writer it's amazing, because, you know, a lot of times, oftentimes I get the question, "Are you an author?" And I say, "Well, I write for a magazine, but you know." But I love the Heat Seekers magazine. It actually started about 3 years ago. I want to say January of 2023, if I'm not mistaken. We celebrated our third year. And we have reached, I mean, internationally, the numbers have just grown. And I know sometimes when we look on the back end of where we started 3 years ago and the reach that we actually have now, but it is a magazine for creators. We have artists on there, award-winning their artists on there, and we have different features in there from you know, business spotlights to author spotlights to podcast spotlights. There's like a travel blog there. It's just an amazing, amazing magazine that I am a part of. We actually started off being a monthly publication, but now we are actually bi-monthly, and it is a digital magazine as well as print. You can get a copy in digital and print, and it's just been an amazing journey to be able to write and to pull from that other gift that I've been blessed with, or what have you, and to feature some amazing, amazing people in the Heat Seekers magazine.
Oh, thank you for that. That sounds so exciting. And you're right. God gives us many different gifts, and we're to use them. So that's exciting. But I did want to ask you, because you do wear a lot of hats, when you get overwhelmed or when things get busy and when you need to just refill yourself or encourage yourself, what are some things that you do in those times?
Okay. Now, Melissa, okay, I'm about to spill some tea, as I like to say. Okay, so when I'm going to spill some tea. So sometimes what I do is I just have to take a step back and I have to unwind. And when I unwind, like, I will just watch TV. I love watching, like, either like a rom-com or a comedy, or sometimes it could be, you know, just a romance movie. Or sometimes it may be an action movie, but sometimes I will just sit and allow myself, and Melissa, notice I said allow myself to do absolutely nothing but watch that TV that I'm watching and enjoy myself. And sometimes I may add a little snack. Of course, you know I love fruit snacks, Welch's in the blue box. I love other snacks too, but sometimes I may have me a little snack or what have you, and I just unwind and do absolutely nothing, if that makes sense. And you know, for us in the business world, we don't like to sometimes be still and do absolutely nothing. So when, and even I'm watching TV, but again, it's like nothing productive, if that makes sense. And sometimes I have those days where I have to do it. You know, I may have like a long to-do list, but I have to say, you know what, Angela, you need this hour or two to just do absolutely nothing. Laugh at the TV, whatever it is. And of course, you know, I'm always reading. So anytime I need to unwind, you know, I can either listen to an audio book or I can pull out a book. My TBR list is forever, always growing. So I don't think I would ever run out of anything to read. But that's what I do, Melissa. And I know for most people that may not be the most productive answer. But for me, I unwind, do absolutely nothing, and laugh.
You know what? That is a perfect answer to me, because sometimes we just feel like we have to go hard every single second. And we don't take that moment to breathe. And then sometimes we think it has to be something big. When I say, I talk about this often, is celebrate small things that happen in your career, because that pushes you and motivates you to go further. Oftentimes we think we got to do something really big, like go on a weekend trip to unwind. But you know what? Unwinding for me is sitting down with my cup of coffee with peppermint in it. I know that sounds weird, but I love it. And just relax for a moment and sip on that cup of coffee without reading, without looking at social. That's, for me, that's an unwind time. I just think the important thing is to allow yourself, and you said that, allow yourself the time. Know that you deserve that time. Thank you for that. That was amazing.
So, Melissa, I'm sure you can attest to this too. And it's like, afterwards, you feel so much better, and you feel refueled.
Yes.
You can just, you know, and then I'm going to give you the last one. I'm going to spill a little more tea, too. Okay, Melissa, I'm a nap taker. So sometimes if I can get a nap in, oh, your girl is good.
Look,
I love a good nap. Look, especially now, Melissa, it's something about that after church nap. Something about that after church nap on Sundays.
See, I'm not a napper, but I have a really good friend who is a napper. He even puts it on his calendar, nap time from whatever time. I think that's awesome. Wow, this has been an amazing conversation, Angela. So what advice would you have to an audience member who's listening right now, have some similar passions that you have, but they haven't been able to start?
I would definitely say, and I know this one, sometimes it seems so simple. I would say, you know what, just start. believe in yourself, and if God has given you a dream or a vision or what have you, be open to listen to it and just start. Sometimes you may not have everything that you need, but just start. Just take the initiative. Step out on faith and say, you know what, I'm just going to start. And do, you know, do a little bit at a time, you know, whatever it is that you can do to go towards that dream. I remember when Angela Anderson presents, and I was actually talking to someone about this the other day, and I said, you know what, I said my first step was, Melissa, I got these business cards made, and this was some years ago, but I got these business cards made. And for me, I was like, I was so excited about those business, and the business cards have changed since then, but I was so excited about those business cards, but I was so excited, Melissa, because I took the first step. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then, of course, after I did the business cards, then I took another step, and then I took another step. So I would definitely say just start. Just take one step at a time. Believe in yourself, and definitely do not get caught up in the comparison game, because, of course, there may be somebody in your field that is doing the same thing as you or doing something similar, but don't get into the comparison field, because, first of all, God made only one you, and you are a unique individual, and so you have your own handprint and your own footprint to put your stamp out there in the world. That's what I would say. And I think that may have been more than one thing, but
but that was great. That was amazing. Thank you for that, and it helped someone for sure. Thank you, Angela, for sharing with us today. This has been so much fun, and we've learned a lot about the literary career as well. Let our audience know how they can stay connected to you.
Thank you so much, Melissa. This has been great. Yes, they can stay connected with me. My website is AngelaAndersonPresents.org. They can follow me on social media. I am on Facebook and Instagram. I do a little TikTok sometimes. and, of course, my YouTube is Angela Anderson YouTube as well.
Well, thank you again for being here. Our guest today, Angela Anderson. And thank you to our guests for being here today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.